What is up, everybody? Welcome to the first edition of Black Voices Friday. I am the host of Culture Kings, Jacquees Neal, and I am curating this series of Black Voices Friday. Listen, I'm so excited to be bringing this to you guys. Listen, Black lives and Black voices have always mattered. And I want to give a special shout out to Earwolf right now, Colin Anderson and the Earwolf team, Cody Fisher, Renee Colvert, and everybody who is helping me put this thing together. I'm so happy to be surrounded by a bunch of white folks and a bunch of people who are down for the cause. And let me bring this to you guys. Now, this is the first edition of this. You're going to hear from me every time we release a Black Voices Friday episode to introduce you guys to the show that you guys are going to be listening to for the duration of this ep. So here's what Black Voices Friday is, if you don't know. I've gotten a few shows from Black creators and Black voices who otherwise don't have the platform that somebody like myself or Lacey Mosley, or Nicole Byer, or some of the amazing Black content creators and podcasters and voices that you guys love. They don't have that big of a platform, but they deserve to have their voices amplified and heard just as much. So this is my chance to amplify some of those Black voices, and this is your chance to be introduced to more Black art for you to support. Now, the shows you're going to be listening to throughout this series, they aren't Earwolf shows. They are self-produced. They are independent shows by the people who you hear on the episodes, the host of the shows. And so your support for these shows is going to be very much needed because, listen, you may be listening to the next big thing. You know what I'm saying? So I hope you enjoy every episode that we bring you guys throughout this series of Black Voices Friday. And I hope you guys enjoy the one that we have on the first edition. Today's episode is a podcast called Black Card Rehab. Black Card Rehab is hosted by Crystal Adams, and she is a Los Angeles-based stand-up comedian, writer, and podcaster. Now, Crystal is dope. She has appeared in season 2 of Laughed After Dark on Amazon Prime Video. She was a part of JFL's, which is Just for Laughs, Straight Up, stand-up series, VidCon, SF Sketchfest, and she won the Best of Fest at the 2019 Big Pine Comedy Festival. She's dope, y'all, I'm telling you. Her 2019 parody music video, No Rugs, was featured on Hoo Ha Ha and was showcased at comedy festivals across the United States. Now, she also has a co-host, Paige Wesley. Paige Wesley is also a Los Angeles-based stand-up comedian, writer, podcaster, and she has performed at festivals, clubs, colleges all over this country. And her other podcast, Cult Podcast, was recently featured in Oprah Magazine. So that's pretty dope. Black Card Rehab, here's what the show is. It's a comedy podcast about Black pop culture hosted by a Black woman who is way behind and her white friend, Paige. So in this show, you're going to follow Crystal and her attempt to amass enough knowledge about Black culture so that she will never again have her Black card revoked. It's a really, really funny show. They are often joined by hysterical guests, and Black Card Rehab promises to take you on a hilarious ride from zero to Black, one episode at a time. So I hope you guys enjoyed this specific episode that they chose to present on this edition of Black Voices Friday. If you love the episode or if you just want to support them and get them more numbers, easy way to follow them is on Twitter and Instagram at Black Card Rehab. Now for the host, Crystal, you can find her on every piece of social media at The Dark Crystal. That is T-H-E-D-A-R-K. K-R-I-S-T-L. And Paige, you can find her on Twitter at Paige Wesley. That is Paige with an I. And on Instagram at Rampage Wesley. And that is also Paige with an I. Listen, enjoy this episode. Enjoy Black Voices Friday today or whenever you're listening to it. Keep coming back every week that we do this series. Support Black art, support Black voices. Black lives matter. Let's get to the episode.
And welcome to Black Card Rehab, the show where we go from zero to Black, one episode at a time. My name is Crystal, and I am joined by my white friend, Paige. Hi,
Paige.
Hello. Hello. And on a scale of zero to black, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling like LeVar Burton on Reading Rainbow today.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. You're going to read me a story? You're going to tell me to not take your word for it?
Exactly. To read it for yourself.
Okay.
Just take a look. It's in a book. And Crystal, on a scale of zero to African American, how are you feeling today?
You know, I'm feeling pretty Jada Pinkett Smith today.
Ooh.
You know, like this table should be red and not black.
So current era Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yes, yes. Okay. Yeah, like at any moment, I might go back to being in a band for no reason at all.
Uh-huh. But for right now, we're going to talk about hard-hitting emotional family drama.
Yes, on Facebook.
With
Facebook.
Three generations of our family.
Yes. Okay. I guess I need to have a child first. and today I'm happy to welcome our guest. She's super funny. She's been on Laughs on Fox, Superior Donuts. You guys, she's super. I just love her to death. Kenelia Stradwick.
Hi. No, the fact that you said my white friend. I can't. Paige White too, y'all. She white.
I am.
She white. She cool, but she, yeah. That was the fact that you said that. I was like, oh my God.
We have to let people know.
Yeah.
So that when I say things, they're like, oh, she doesn't.
Also,
know.
I should also let people know that I am black because oh my God. It is an auditory medium.
They're like, oh my God, Crystal's, she's white too?
No, y'all. That's so funny. So tell people where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Kenelia. That's like Kenny and Ophelia. You can also have a podcast on iTunes called Happy Hour, a shot of conversation. You can listen on there and all apps where podcasts can be heard.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Okay. And on a scale of zero to black.
You know what? Today, I'm feeling a little Cree summer. I'm feeling mixed.
It's a different world.
Yeah, I'm feeling mixed.
Also, a wild voiceover career.
Yeah, but not in the scale of career. So last night I did a show at the Comedy Store and Bill Burr was there and this guy texted me. He was like, how was the show? And I was like, Bill Burr popped in and he was like, who's Bill Burr? And I was
what?
I was like, oh. And I was like, it's a white dude. He was like, I don't be knowing these white dudes. I was like, oh. Then I was like, should I not know? Like, for a minute, I was like, damn, should I? Like,
my parents who aren't on social media know who Bill Burr is.
He was like, who's Bill Burr? I was like, so then for a minute, I was like, am I skewing too, too non-urban? Like, what should I have said? Who's Bruce? Bruce was at the show? Like, it was...
Earthquake was there.
Yeah, right. So I was like, oh. So I'm feeling a little Cree summer. Feeling a little half black.
Okay. Well, so, and today we've invited you here as our resident blackspert.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. And what are you going to talk to us about?
I am going to talk to everyone about Leon, the actor, Leon Robinson.
Leon, who is Leon?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do y'all know memes in social media?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The David Ruffin meme. The dude who played David Ruffin in The Temptations when they say, ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh my God, y'all.
I have seen The Temptations movie.
David Ruffin.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
That's where we have.
Oh my God.
That's where we have.
There was an article maybe like a couple weeks ago that was flying around and it took to Twitter and it was like, who is the blackest entertainer? Like, who's the blackest person? Uh-huh. And by blackest, they meant every black person knows them and no white people know them. So, like, people were, like, saying, like, Cole and Tommy from Martin. Every black person knows them, but white people were like, who? Lynn Whitfield. They'd be like, who's that? We'd be like, Lynn Whitfield. Leon was the most blackest person that all black people know and no white people know. Five Heartbeats. Have you seen Five Heartbeats?
No.
Did you see Five Heartbeats?
No. This is one that I did. I did see The Temptations.
What are we doing here?
I'm in rehab.
I can't. I'm sweating. My underarms.
She's taking her jacket off.
Oh, yeah. Leon.
Five heartbeats. What's it about?
Okay, let me show you his picture. Because if you see his picture, and Leon fine as hell. So the fact that...
I would imagine. I mean, you're so passionate about it. There's no way he's not.
Everybody know Leon. This is Leon. I'm showing Crystal the IMDb. You know him.
Was he in Cool Runnings?
Yes!
Wait, which one was he in Cool Runnings?
One of them. He was one of the Jamaicans, girl. I don't remember. Hold on. This is Leon.
Oh, yeah. No, I've totally seen him in stuff.
Leon has been in everything black. He was JT Matthews in The Five Heartbeats. Uh-huh. He was David Ruffin in The Temptations movie. He played Little Richard in a movie.
Oh, he did.
He did.
It was Little Richard.
Y'all. Somebody was, I was on Twitter, not Twitter, Instagram, and they were saying, you're not talking about people talking about who the king of R&B is.
Oh, yes.
And I put in like a poll, like, oh, maybe between Chris Brown and Usher. And then after I thought about it, I was like, Leon is the king of R&B. He was David Ruffin.
And he was Little Richard.
And Little Richard and JT Matthews. Like, he was JT Matthews in The Five Heartbeats. Like, Leon is the king of R&B.
I can't argue with you.
Y'all know who Leon is. Y'all know.
Okay,
I'm so stressed. Crystal, I'm ashamed. I'm so disappointed in you.
I was literally in your email. I was like, I don't know. She said she's going to talk about somebody named Leon. I don't. She didn't give a last name. I don't know.
He don't use it.
That's how you know somebody is known, is if they don't use their last name, like Cher, Madonna.
Ask any auntie, uncle. Ask anybody.
Not my.
Your aunt, she's like, I don't know Leon.
They wouldn't know.
Crystal.
Yeah.
Did they not see the Temptations movie?
I don't think they did. My family, on my mom's side, they were army brats. And so they traveled around a lot. So they didn't get, like, they never really got integrated into, like, any sort of real black community.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Leon black as hell. Like, he is a staple in, like, black as hellness. Like, you say Leon. People are like, oh, Leon? Like, I saw Leon at a Knicks game.
I was going to ask you if you've seen him in person.
Yeah, I saw Leon at a Knicks game. And he was not near me, but he was near enough for me to see him. And I was like, yo, look at Leon. And then the dude, he was like, yo, look at Leon. And we, like, geeking out. Like, look, he over there. Like, he was just sitting there courtside at the Knicks game. It was like, look,
he's famous enough to be courtside.
That's all. Wow.
Everybody know Leon. It's Leon. Did y'all see Waiting to Exhale?
Yes.
Remember, he was the dog ass. Girl,
I think we just have to have a movie night, basically.
You didn't see Waiting to Exhale?
That's the famous one.
I've used memes from it many times.
Oh my God. Let me listen. Waiting to Exhale came out when I was like, I was in elementary school. Mm-hmm. Like, my friend at the time, Leslie, her mama was a grown woman. Uh-huh. And she was like, we going to see Waiting to Exhale. So we went with Leslie's mom and her homegirls. Me, like some kids. Her mama popped her own popcorn. She
brought it to the movie.
In a grocery bag. She didn't even try to hide it. She walked in grocery bag. She had pop. We drink pop. We call it pop. She had pops, snacks in the thing. We in Waiting to Exhale. She passing down the pop. Like, here you go. Here's a Sprite. And we just drinking it. I was like 9 watching Waiting to Exhale with a grown
You really
woman,
connected
homegirl.
With it, with the content.
But like, yeah. Now, I would say for both of y'all, watch it now because it still holds up. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like 30-some years old going through like relationship issues. And
that's so crazy that they were 30 in their 30s. Because I mean, I remember when it came out and I remember thinking, oh, they're old.
They old as hell.
And now I'm like,
oh,
shit.
Oh, that's us. No, that's like, girl, divorced. One was getting divorced. And I'd be like, oh, that's me and my homegirl. Like, someone's like getting a divorce. He was in Waiting to Exhale. He was Lila Rashawn's character's like boyfriend. She was his side piece. He was married, but he was like this super grimy dude. She got pregnant by him and ended up keeping the baby. But he was in.
Did he sing in this one?
He did not sing. Okay. He did not sing.
Wow, that's amazing. That's restraint to hold to be able to like turn down the.
And he the king of R&B. Like he, it gotta come out. He has 78 actor credits on IMDb. Wow. I can't believe y'all don't know the shit.
I at this point I'm like, I have definitely seen him and just didn't know.
You just that's did, who you didn't it connect. Was. He ain't in your heart.
Yeah.
He ain't in your heart.
But now I feel like as an adult woman, I need to go back and
you need to discover go back and Leon. Watch Five Heartbeats.
Okay.
Wait and Exhale. Mm-hmm. These are his like big movies. Wait and Exhale, Five Heartbeats, Temptations. And he did the Little Richard movie. And like he did other stuff, but
yeah, I want to know what's his least known credit. It looks like he's in a Tupac movie. What?
The All Eyes on Me one that came out recently? Or
it looks like old.
Okay. They probably had some janky ones back in the day.
There's some real bad ones.
What's Above the Rim?
He was Shaq in Above the Rim! Oh my God, how could I forget?
It's a basketball movie.
How could I forget? Oh, y'all don't remember Above the Rim? Crystal, I know you don't know now. Girl, I know you don't know. Oh my God, you know Above the Rim.
I've seen it on TV. Yes.
Above the Rim was, it had Leon, Dwayne Martin, Tupac, and Bernie Mac.
Yes.
Ooh. And Marlon Wayans.
Oh.
This was like Marlon Wayans, like drama. He killed it. Like this was like the movie. They were basketball players. Leon was Dwayne Martin's older brother, Shep. He was like a superstar athlete in high school. They were him and his like best friend were playing on a roof, like in the hood. And the best friend fell off the roof, so it traumatized Leon. He disappeared, stopped playing basketball, even though he was meant to be like in the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was Tupac's older brother.
Right. And it's Tupac's first acting role, if I remember correctly.
No. Tupac's first acting role was like, was Juice.
No, you're right. It was Juice.
Then he did Poet. I think this was after Poetic Justice. This was like later Tupac. So he was like, he came back. He was like hooping in corduroys. Like it was, he was.
In corduroys, Crystal.
He came at the end of the movie because they had like a, it was like a tournament, like a street ball tournament. And they needed an extra teammate, Dwayne Martin's team. And so Shep was like, put me in, coach. You know, like one of those moments. And he was like, bet, like this Shep. So everybody at the game like, yo, Shep back. And Tupac was coaching the opposing teams.
Yeah, and he's an asshole.
He was
movie.
An asshole, like kicking mm-hmm. over chairs.
Mm-hmm.
What's the dude? Wood Harris was in it. Girl, every... How could I forget? Like, I'm over here talking about the singing movie.
Well, he is the king of R&B. So
that's true.
It's understandable that
fact,
that's what
like, I got distracted. Oh, my God.
I mean, this is... I'm trying to see if there is a movie besides Cool Runnings that I have seen him in.
Okay, how about this? Remember Like a Prayer video, Madonna?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
He was the black dude in Like a Prayer
yes.
video.
There we go. Because I've seen that a ton of times. Yeah. I know that for sure.
He was the dude and he was tight. Wasn't he like the Jesus? Didn't they make
yes.
him? He was like,
yes.
Jesus.
It's a whole thing where he, like, that video has black Jesus and also the stigmata, and people were very offended by it. Mm-hmm. But he is gorgeous in it. Yes.
Leon.
Very familiar.
Madonna even knew. She was like, you know,
yeah, Madonna knew.
We was the king R&B. I've got to get him in here.
Yeah, who is the blackest person that all black people know and only Madonna knows?
Leon. How could I forget about these things?
Like, he played the Iceman in a TV series called Hunter.
Leon got them credits. Y'all ain't gonna be playing. He is probably one of the most memeable. The Ain't Nobody Coming to See You Otis is one of the most popular moments on social media. Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis. Like, what?
I remember watching Temptations as a kid because my parents didn't let us listen to modern music and only let us listen to oldies, specifically Motown. And so they would let us watch Temptations when it was on VH1.
Mm-hmm.
So I have seen that one.
He played David Ruffin.
This is odd. Okay, what's the Flamingo Kid?
I don't know what that Flamingo is.
It says he played Fortune Smith as Leon Robinson. That's weird. I don't get it.
Now, I will put a disclaimer. Beside them big movies that Leon's not for, we ain't watching that other shit. We weren't watching them straight to Redbox joints. Like, let's just be clear. So he could have been hot garbage in The Resident. We don't care. Cool Runnings, Above the Rim, Temptations, Five Heartbeats Waiting to Exhale, and
basically, if BET's gonna play it on a weekend,
thank you. That's what we're gonna watch. He in it. He gonna be in.
Or
it.
Sometimes USA or VH1, depending on that's what kind of cable you have.
TV One.
That's true.
He played Dion, which is wow, changed one letter. He played. In a TV movie called From This Day Forward. He was in Jacarius Johnson's Maris Material.
Oh, you're the Jacarius,
I don't know what it is.
You know Jacarius Johnson? Jacarius Johnson has a big church play. Now, I don't think they church play.
Like Tyler Perry.
Yeah, he had a big following
Bishop
with the play.
Bishop T.D. Jakes, yeah. Woman Thou Art Loose, and then your shackles.
They skew churchy. They just black plays. Like, look, good man, it's hard to find at the barbershop when you got an appointment at 2:00 and you don't get in the chair till 5:00. Like, he be doing those. And I think he was the one who did that. Remember there was a Set It Off play?
Oh my God.
Remember, yes. Like they did a play.
Yes, there is.
I'm not sure. I think that's a Jacarius
production. What was the one that you saw?
Oh my God. Michelle Williams was in it.
Which one?
Wait, it was Destiny's a gospel Child. Play. I forget. Yes, from Destiny's Child. That Michelle Williams.
She do be on the church. She be on the play circuit. Yeah.
Oh my God. And it was at the Pantages.
Yeah.
We went to a renowned theater in Hollywood to watch as this unfolded. And basically, it was a woman who, her husband was going away. There was already problems in the marriage, and her husband was going away for a time. And for some reason, they kept playing, there was a thunder and rain sound effect because I guess to symbolize her loins. I don't know. So then there's a leak in her house. Like, the toilet's leaking or the bathtub's leaking. So she's got to call a plumber, you guys.
Oh, and who was it? Willie from Day 26? Who
ensued. What was it? You need someone to clean out your pipes. I was like, is this a porn? My dad is here.
Girl, those plays. And it'd be him. It'd be Willie from Day 26 in them. It'd be Donnell Jones don't be in it. It'd be some old R&B from the 90s or the early 2000s.
Singing their ass off when it comes to the song part. Because you don't expect it, but it comes.
The unpopular member of Boyz II Men. Yeah. Right. It'd plays the dad.
It's Sean from Boyz II Men. Yeah. It'd be oh, shoot, look at Sean. He out here killing it. Girl, at the Pantages.
I just remember you were, I saw you the next day and you were singing the song from it.
Was
still? Yes. Apparently somebody came out in a pinstripe suit. And
no,
there was
this is another one.
Okay.
You went to two?
So this was another gospel play that my friend was in, and he's in another country and hopefully he never listens to this.
He's going to listen. He's going to be like, I heard what you said about my gospel play.
He didn't write it, but he was in it. And so I drove out back to my hometown to support him. And the play was called Cutting Corners.
That's what it was.
The play was called Cutting Corners. And guess what it was about?
Cutting corners.
Yes. And it was about this kid, wanting to take a shortcut to make money. Of course, ends up into, drugs and, violence or whatever. And then what happens is they think he shot. And the way that we find out that they think he shot is because they're all watching TV in a play. And so they're watching TV, oh my God, it looks like he's been shot. And then they get a phone call. Okay, he's okay, I guess, because the play has to end well. And then after he comes home or they find out he's okay, a man that we have never seen before in this entire play comes through the front door of the house in a pinstripe suit and a cane. And he starts singing this song. Cutting corners.
Can you imagine auditioning for that, and getting cast for that one role?
I was
You're like, who's he?
Could you imagine if a pinstripe man just walked into your house?
Walked into the house. And they're like, yeah, that's jamming. And everybody cutting corners. Like, what?
I was by myself and I was literally like, wait, but he wasn't. Who is he?
He just came in. He had a key. Like, I saw y'all was in here. You cooking? Like, hey, cutting corners. What? No, get out. Get out. Who are you, granddad? Was he old?
Yes.
Church plays, you know. Shout out to church plays, because they do give people in the church an opportunity to try to like act and try to get their chops up. But you can't let sister Bonita and them write the church. Like, it has to make sense. Like, you can't.
Have you seen like a live church play?
Not in a long time.
Okay.
I haven't because I'm one of those, like, I love theater and I love Broadway. I'm one of those people, I cry at like good plays. Yeah. Just because I love seeing people performing. Yeah. And like, I love that. But with those, because I find things funny that other people don't.
Yes.
I know mid-play. I'm going to be like, what is... Who? Like, if he would have walked in the front door, I probably would have yelled out, who's that?
And I don't want to do it. So
I can't go to those. Like, I can't. Or if I see, like, one of the old R&B dudes. I love old R&B dudes. Mm-hmm. My other option for this podcast was Carl Thomas, because I love Carl Thomas.
I don't know who that is.
Crystal, stop. Stop it right now. You know who Carl Thomas is.
What is he?
Stop it right now. Just, you better stop it. Carl Thomas, R&B singer, Summer Rain, Emotional. Wish I Never Met Her.
Oh, yeah.
And I Wish I Never Met Her.
Yes, I do know that.
So. I don't, I just don't understand. Like, did you go to private school?
No, yeah. She was cutting corners.
I sure did. I did cut corners.
Okay, you was cut. Right, cutting corners in life.
I did.
Okay. But private school, well.
Not in Redlands.
Okay.
I grew up in the Inland Empire.
Okay. Because Flint, private school was still hood. So like, it was private. So what? It was hood. Okay.
No. I remember one time when a white kid in my high school asked me if I knew about this rapper he just found out about. And I was like, who am I supposed to know about rap?
Like, it's just a new genre. Like, Crystal, girl.
That was like the first time that it occurred to me that like people expected me to know. Mm-hmm. Things just because of my race.
Yep, you have to. Because you are the representative. They're like, every time they talk about a black person, they'll be like, Crystal, I know one black person, Crystal. Of course.
Yeah. So Google saved me, truly.
Oh my God. Who, Carl Thomas? So that list that was going around, who's the blackest people and like who's the blackest, you probably be looking at them like, who are these people?
Yeah. I'm like, wow, there's some names. There they go. Those look like names.
You're like, yeah, that's crazy. Girl. Well, now we know about Leon.
And we know that Crystal needs to see Waiting to Exhale.
You got to see Waiting to Exhale.
Yeah. Well, I also want to see Life Twirls On, in which Leon plays Henry Bryant.
Again, I can't speak for those other films because they could be The Bull. He got a couple on Netflix that I'd be passing by. I'd be like, I ain't watching that. Like, it looks terrible.
Also, Her Only Choice. That's a movie he played Melvin.
But you know, Leon fine as hell, too. Plot was probably some woman down on her luck, relationship problems, gives up on men. Next door neighbor moves in, happens to be Leon, and he becomes her final choice.
Oh my God.
It's like black Hallmark movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All those Netflix movies.
Always a special message, a spiritual message at the end.
I can't believe.
He played Blue Bloods for quite a while.
Oh, was he?
Oh, on Blue Bloods, the TV show?
I only did two episodes. I'm about to go back and watch.
I was going
to
say, I was like, I've seen a surprising amount of Blue Bloods.
He was Cameron Gooding on two episodes.
What's 40 and Single?
Is that a, I think it's on Netflix. Is that Netflix?
It's Dan. He played Dan. He doesn't look like a Dan. That's miscast. Dan
Mayer.
Before what? You say I do live. What the hell are these?
Black stuff.
He was in Rao. That's good for him.
He also, his one of his first movies was Women, The Women of Brewster Place.
Oh, I did see that.
You know Women.
Yes, I love
seen
that.
The Women of Brewster Place. And you ain't seen none of this other stuff. That's the black, one of the blackest movies
I
ever.
Love The Women of, oh my gosh, that, I love that movie. You know, what? Yes.
He was Robin Givens' boyfriend.
He was in Babs.
Was he?
I did see Babs.
Hi, Crystal. How you see Women of Brewster Place when you ain't seen?
I'm sure it came on TV.
It was. Yeah, it was a TV movie. It was stacked. Yeah. It had Oprah was in it. Oprah, Lynn Whitfield, Robin Givens. Mm-hmm.
The other thing is like my mom was very like separate. It's like she would separate the things that were for her and the things that were like for kids.
Hmm.
So she wouldn't take me to see things that she would see. And I didn't have an older sibling at the time. So I didn't have anybody to like induct me into the world of like what you should be into. I had to like figure that shit out on my own. I'm like, is Labyrinth on TV again? I will be watching it. Thank you.
No, my parents... They took me to see Boys in the Hood when it came out in theaters. I was like 8.
Wow.
They're like, y'all trying to see Boys in the Hood? We was like, yeah. And we went. So my parents didn't have that. They were young. They didn't have that filter like, girl, you can't watch this. Uh-huh. So if they watched it, I watched it. But then again, because Leon is, he just always, he's been Leon. So they...
Leon is Leon.
Yeah, so
he's
it
the
was
king
like,
of R&B. Everyone knows Leon.
Everybody know. Listen, he the king of R&B. Like, how you not know? How you see Women of Brewster Place? You ain't seen none of it. That movie.
I mean, I feel like the Women of Brewster Place though is to me it falls in the same category of like The Color Purple. It's like
you know,
women struggling stories, like but from back in the day somehow and. Yeah, so somehow I ended up watching a lot of those. But if it was present day, yeah, I didn't somehow. I don't know. It missed me.
Yeah, no. The Women of Brewster Place. The final scene. Have you seen Women of Brewster Place?
No, that one I haven't seen, actually.
They lived in like in the projects, in a hood area, and it was this wall. So at the end of the movie, it starts raining because, you know, rain signifies new beginnings.
Yeah, just like the
play. They felt so trapped in, and they walked up to the wall and started like grabbing random tools and like beating the wall down.
Ooh, that was emotional.
And then they were like, well, when the police coming to get us? And then Oprah was like, but we just tear that down too. And kept going. That was the black womanist ending of any movie ever.
I mean, if you're going to do it, you got to get Oprah.
Like, and perfect this was like, back. This was like, back in the day, Oprah. Mm-hmm. This was like big Oprah.
Yeah. I prefer big Oprah.
Miss Seeley Oprah. So she was like.
If you were to be in a movie with Leon, what character would you
play? Oh, the love interest.
Okay.
What do you mean? Like, what?
How old is he? He's like
50.
He's still fine.
Leon can get it. Do you understand? I'm playing the leading lady. I'm like, oh my God, you just moved in. I got some pictures on the wall. And then I'm gonna put some old Temptations on. No. Leon can get it. You watch Real Housewives?
Oh yeah.
No.
Of Atlanta?
Yeah, because that's the one with Phaedra.
Phaedra.
Yeah, Cynthia. He's Cynthia's baby daddy.
What?
Yeah. That Cynthia's daughter, that's Leon's daughter.
What?
Him and Cynthia Bailey, Cynthia Bailey, they have a child together. Leon, that dude, y'all not gonna keep sleeping on my dog now. Y'all not gonna keep sleeping on my boy, Leon.
But do you feel like he has yet to like what is the next challenge for him? Like the next challenging role? I mean, do you feel like he could play anything or he just needs to play what he's been doing?
I think Leon is, I'm a person where I think, I have no problem with people or even myself becoming a black actor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think at some point along the way, there's become a stigma where if you're a black actor, it's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't necessarily think Leon should I think he should stick with what he's doing because Leon is good at being a black actor.
He's like getting work.
Yeah, he's getting work, and sometimes you do stuff for the love. In the black community, Leon is A-list. Like, he's, if Leon walk in, I got a story. Like, one of my, this dude I used to date, he did a party. He had a hosted a party, and Leon showed up, and he was like, the chicks was going crazy. Like, like, yo, Leon here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I think what's next for Leon is just keep doing what he's doing. Now, because we're in this resurgence of blackness and black entertainment, I would like to see Leon in more things. I would like to see young creators putting Leon in stuff the same way they reaching back and pulling and putting everybody else in stuff. I would love that to happen, but Leon could just keep doing being Leon, because for us, Leon is the man. Like, it's Leon, guys. Damn it.
I mean, I'm gonna leave here today and learn everything I can about Leon, because now it. I'm fascinated.
Watch the five heartbeats.
Yeah.
Then okay, I'm gonna put it on while I twist my hair later. Yeah. I'm gonna be real black.
You have to watch the five heartbeats. Robert Townsend. It was a Robert Townsend movie. Crystal, you know.
I do know who that is.
Robert Townsend is one of the biggest black directors. He's our director. Like, so. That Diane Carroll was in Five Heartbeats, so we watch for her. You know, it was a movie. It was our movie.
Have you seen what's the Diana Ross movie?
I've seen it. What is it?
Mahogany.
Of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Have you seen it recently?
Maybe like a couple years ago.
Okay, yeah. I watched it for the first time like a few years ago, and I was like,
it's creepy. It's weird.
There's one. Yeah, it is. It does not hold up. Mm-hmm. I mean, the messaging.
It's a drag staple.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For drag, though.
Yes, for drag purposes.
For drag references. Yeah.
Because it was.
Well, I just thought it was insane that Quincy Jones did the score, but it's only one song. Do you know?
Well, the score is like the underlying music. So when she was driving off the bridge, wasn't there music when he was like driving her off the bridge?
There's barely any music.
Oh, no.
It like one time there's a fight scene, and I was like, there should be music here,
and it's just silent.
And it's just like men hitting each other. It's just like, it was a lame fight. I was like,
no, that was one of that wasn't because then wasn't that another Berry Gordy movie? Barry Gordy had this run where he was doing movies, and that's when him and Diana Ross were together. You know, it was kind of like in Dreamgirls, the Dina character, that was like the thing. Mm-hmm. So Berry Gordy did I'm pretty sure he produced Lady Sings the Blues, which holds up. Lady Sings the Blues is still a wonderful movie, and Diana Ross was nominated for a Golden Globe for that. Mm-hmm. So wonderful job. Mahogany, not that good. Yeah. The Wiz, we love The Wiz.
Oh my God, The Wiz.
That was a Berry Gordy producer.
I love that.
Love The Wiz. Then, which my favorite movie of all time, The Last Dragon. That was a Berry Gordy movie.
Last Dragon is nuts.
That's my favorite movie of all time.
Like, I haven't seen it. It is very awful, watchable.
But it's, I love it.
It's what? Somehow the worst and the best, kind of like Cats Now, where you're just like, what am I watching?
Right.
I can't stop watching it. It's a karate movie.
It's a karate movie.
Okay.
But specifically, Black
Karate. I was going to say, Black, okay.
With Vanity in it.
Who's? Yeah, Vanity's in it.
I don't know who that is.
What?
Oh, Lord help me. Girl. Enough.
Crystal, you love Prince.
Vanity no, six. My boyfriend loves Prince.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
Nasty Girl, tonight I'm living in a fantasy. Yeah. That's Vanity.
Okay, yeah, no. I know that song.
And then she went on to have a very fancy line of wigs.
She had a line of wigs. She was addicted to drugs. She overdosed a couple times. Then she like almost died, gave her life to God, and then had like kidney problems for the rest of her life. And she died like some couple of years ago. Like, tragic.
But her wig company is so successful.
But the wigs, girl.
It still has her name. It's Wigs by Vanity.
Because her hair used to be laid. Like, she was like so, she was glamorous.
Yeah.
She was dating Nikki Sixx, I think, at one point.
At one point.
And I think he broke up with her because he's like, she do too much drugs. Like, I think he even was like, you be too high. Yeah, like, man, this is too much. You be too high.
Wow. Wait, how do we start talking about this?
Oh, because it was Last Dragon, Berry Gordy.
Last Dragon. Yeah. Okay.
The Mahogany and then we carried on.
Barry Gordy and hell yeah.
Okay, so Leon, okay. Which movie should I start with? Leon specific movie.
You probably, I will start with Five Heartbeats just because if you haven't seen it, you need to watch the Five Heartbeats. Like, enough. Like, knock it off, girl. Five Heartbeats, then The Temptations. Mm-hmm. Then you can move on to, like, The Waiting to Exhale. He had a small role in that. Mm-hmm. It was small. Above the Rim.
Okay.
And then you should be good. Like,
okay.
You've got the Leon now, basics yeah. covered.
What do white people need to know about? The people who are not black who need to know oh. about Leon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, honestly, I don't give a shit. No, I don't care if y'all know nothing about him or not. No, I think to me, it's the simple idea or the concept of, as a black person, we have to know everything about everybody. Mm-hmm. We, in order just to flow through life, we got to know who the white actors are. We got to know who the next Indian American actors are. We have to kind of stay abreast on all things on all sides, just so we can, you know, so we can know how to navigate and we can know what's coming and who's around us. But people of other nationalities, other colors don't have to do that. So for me, if I want any white person to know anything about Leon, it's just the fact that we have these massive stars in our world that exist.
They don't know about. That they don't may know not about. Be the ones that they have yep. in their mind. Yeah.
And just because you don't know them.
Doesn't mean they're not good.
Not good, or that they don't exist at all, or that we don't have things of our own that we value. Like, we don't look at. I would, like, if you compare, like, star power, I would do this. Like, if you ask a white person, like, who their star is, and not, like, as far as acting quality, but if they think of, like, heartthrob and just love for a person, who would they say if they were, like, George Clooney? Mm-hmm. I would be like, okay, ours is Leon. Like, the way you feel about Clooney when you see me, like, oh my God, I can show Clooney. We see Leon, we'd be like, oh, should they go Leon? Look at him. So we have these people in our lives, in our worlds that mean so much to us. And just because you don't know them doesn't mean that they don't exist or that they're not as good or as appreciated as others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I really hope Leon listens to this.
Girl, listen, I'm going to tag him. When it comes out, I'm like, hey, how's it going? There's a podcast, Crystal produces it. Can you check it out? We talked about you. He probably, Leon, and what I hear about him, he probably would listen.
What do you hear about him?
That he's just cool, like a regular dude. Like, he's just cool.
That's is awesome. He single? Is this an option for you?
No, I think Leon, I think he keepable. Like, okay. I think Leon keep. He was with Cynthia Bailey. Like, true, he keep true. A baddie. Mm-hmm. And he look like, Leon don't be committing. He look like he was just on the throne. I ain't got time to be getting ran through. That'll hurt my feelings.
I wonder what his sign is.
Ooh, let's find out.
Leon seemed like he'd probably be like, he might be a Scorpio. Like, he just like,
as a Scorpio, we take many forms. So, you know.
Oh, you're a Scorpio?
I am a Scorpio.
He like, but Scorpio men and women are different.
Yes, we are.
So Scorpio men,
he was born March 8th. What is that?
Oh, March 8th? That, I think that's a Pisces. Oh, no, it would never work. No. I'm a Sagittarius. That would never work.
Yeah,
oh, water
sign.
I'm such a we don't. Mm-mm. Ooh, the Pisces. Ooh, God.
Ooh. I mean, at least it's not a Scorpio, though.
You know, I take a Scorpio for Pisces.
I don't. We'll burn your clothes in a bathtub.
But don't Pisces. They be so emotional. They up and down like a wave, girl. Yeah. They so good. I'm good. Oh shoot, he's 57.
Wow.
Look at Leon, still get it. Look at
he looks good for 57. Look at him. He looks like 38.
You know, black don't be cracking, though. Mm-hmm. You
know, I was going to say, if he was your love interest, you wouldn't even have to address the age difference on the screen.
They'd be like, of course Leon's with a younger woman. Of course. Oh, I can't believe y'all didn't know Leon. I'm glad y'all know now.
Yeah, I'm glad I know too.
Now, yes, I've been informed, Leon. I want to find this meme. That's going to be how we promote the episode. Okay, so now we've covered Leon. Okay, so have you ever had your black card revoked?
No. Nah. Nope. Ain't nobody taking my black card now. Ain't nobody taking my black card. But what do people get their black card taken for? Not seeing
Leon. Not knowing. Knowing
oh, that will never happen to me, honey. I be knowing who. Like, if they black, I'm going to find out. Not new black, though. Like, these little rappers and these little, like, the Sway Lee. I don't know these people, and I don't want to. So, if it's... I could get it taken for some new stuff, for sure. And I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't get it. If you talk to, no, some old black stuff? No, I know the old black stuff. Like, nah, we...
And where did you learn it from?
We just a black family. You know, it... we watched all the black stuff. I grew up in Flint. And Flint in Michigan, so... Flint is a mixed city. It was half black and half white, but it was one of those interesting dynamics where black people were more in power and had more authority than the white people. Like, we had a black mayor. It just felt black. So I didn't grow up with that in that space where when I got to college, I went to Hampton. That was my first time meeting black people who felt and thought in their minds that black people were inferior.
Really?
So I was like, what's wrong with you? Like,
yeah,
we was kicking girls off the cheerleading team, white girls, because they wasn't good enough. Like, for me, it was like, you ain't good enough. So I didn't see that until I got to college. So when you are in a black city and a black environment, the movies you watch, they are black. You know the black artists. You know the black, like, the music. My family, they're engulfed in, like, in music. My father's on his side, his brothers, they had a singing group. So, like, I always knew who the old, like, Temptations and the OJ. Like, I knew all of that because my family. So, my first record my dad bought me was a Fat Boys record. So, like, it was, that's just what it always was. So, it never was like, I never had to seek it out. Mm-hmm. It was just like, we just watched all the black stuff and the white stuff. Because we watched Bloodsport.
I love Bloodsport.
He was like big in our house.
I've never watched Bloodsport. Bloodsport is the best.
It's good.
It's pretty good.
It's good. It don't hold up, but it's good.
Oh, yeah. It's stone cold terrible. Right. But very watchable. Just like The Last Dragon.
Right. So we watched the white stuff too. So I kind of knew both. Mm-hmm. But I just knew what the black stuff was.
You know what? To be honest, I can't tell if I was... It wasn't by my own choice, but it was... I don't remember if I saw Bloodsport or if it was Mortal Kombat.
Oh, Mortal Kombat's terrible. Bloodsport is way more watchable.
I just remember a vague...
They're
white
basically
muscles
the same
fighting.
Like,
and Bloodsport, I didn't see Mortal Kombat, like, in full. What? Didn't they... It's like the game. They had costumes and stuff?
Yeah, so it's kind of weird because they deviate very much from the game, which is why people hated it. Because they're just like, you basically just made a shittier version of Bloodsport, and we could have just watched Bloodsport
again.
Yeah.
No, it was...
Because Bloodsport's awesome.
Okay, I saw Mortal Kombat then.
But again, we watched that stuff too. My dad, he didn't have a boy. I was the honorary boy. So I watched all those man movies. Bloodsport, Best of the Best, Kickbox, like all that stuff. I had to watch Rocky. That was our thing. So it wasn't just that we watched all the black stuff. We watched all the, like, the dude pop culture stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really low on that as well.
Oh. Have you been watching the new Rockies though? I mean, the Creeds as opposed to Rocky?
You ain't see Creed?
Girl.
No.
They said they listen. I heard they're killing Rocky off in the next one.
Yeah, he had cancer in the one before.
Yeah,
they
heard they're gonna kill him. And you know, listen, if you want white people to riot or get mad, kill the Italian stallion. Like, they're gonna be pissed.
I don't know, Michael B. Jordan though. Like,
Rocky is Rocky Balboa. Like, if you kill Rocky Balboa,
yeah,
not just like make him go away,
but not in the ring.
Kill him.
Because that's the thing. If they killed him in the ring, I think people would be okay.
No, they're going to be dead. No, they're going to be dead. They're going to be destroyed either way. It's Rocky. Like, is Rocky Balboa dead?
Yeah. They should bring him and Apollo Creed back as ghosts just at the side of the ring.
I heard they were trying to think of that because Sylvester Stallone said he always regretted killing off Apollo Creed's character early
like
that.
Because Carl Weathers is awesome.
So he was like trying to figure out a way to put him in the sequel. He dead. Like,
yeah, he's dead.
He dead, dog. Like, you can't.
And you can't do flashbacks now. Because it's like 50 years later.
He too old.
CGI. They did it with dead people already.
That's true.
Well, Kenelia, thank you so much for being on the podcast. This is so fun.
I love this.
For taking us to rehab.
Mostly me. I cannot believe. First, thank you for having me. It's fantastic podcast. I love this. And then now thinking about the other ideas or the other options for other like episodes that you have, I'm like, Crystal probably won't know none of that either. That's the point. It's genius. This is genius. I love it. Thank you. I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
And thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next time.